Catching up with DNR biologist Brian Roll from the Wildlife Division out of the Marquette office. Brian, thanks for giving us some time today. I know you've been busy.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, too busy in my basement. We're still not totally turned loose to go in the field, but we have been able to get out and do a little bit of field work.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you are capable of doing and have been. We talked to Coulter Lubin, who was with your counterpart, Caleb Eckloff, earlier last week doing some goose banding in Marquette, and you've been participating in that as well.
Yeah, actually, I went down and helped Coulter down in the Escanab area just yesterday. So we successfully banded right around 60 new birds, I would guess. So there were a number of recaptures, but 60 new birds are wearing some jewelry now. I did handle one bird that was extremely old. The band was really thin, so I'm kind of anxious to find out where that bird was banded. But she was actually an old female, and there wasn't a whole lot left. Even the numbers on the band were getting really faded. So it's kind of interesting to see when she was banded and figure out how old she was.
I'd love to hear that, too. So when you do get that data back, let us know. You know, we'll catch
up
with you. Let's go to beaver complaints, which seem to have been pretty high this year.
Yeah, beaver complaints, we're still getting them. You know, obviously in the spring we always get that influx, high water, and you know, and those kinds of things. But I think with the fur prices being so depressed the last couple of years, there's just not a lot of interest in recreational trapping for beaver. They are one of the more, I guess, labor-intensive type fur bears when you try to put up and those kinds of things. Yeah, so there's been a continuation of beaver permit requests across my work area, and I'm actually responsible for the regional ones, so for the railroads and road commissions and those kinds of things. So everybody's still having a lot of beaver problems.
And explain to folks, especially, you know, those that don't understand, like, why are they a problem? Why can they be such a nuisance, and what damage do they do?
Not so much the cutting of trees, it's the water they back up and plugging of culverts and those kinds of things. And so, you know, they tend to build their dams on constriction points, the same place where there's bridges and there's culverts. So they'll really plug those culverts up. They can be a real problem with the railroads. Even our trail network, we're seeing an increase in beaver issues with our snowmobile trails and hiking trails, those kinds of things, you know. So when those dams blow or those kinds of things, they can cause some real damage, which can add up really quickly when you start replacing bridges and culverts. So we try to stem off some of those problems by issuing out-of-season permits to take beaver. And we have a whole host of folks that have kind of signed up to do that. Some entities will actually pay for the removal of the beaver. Some just do it. Some people utilize even the summer fur, and some people utilize the meat as well. So we have a system that if you do have problem beavers, you can just give up, call to your local biologist, and they'll help you out.
Yeah, not to mention, as a trout fisherman, I know they heat up trout streams if they're too prolific.
Oh,
as well.
Definitely, yep. Yeah, definitely on the trout stream side. Yeah, they try to keep them free-flowing, so.
Well, let's take a break. I want to get into some bear talk with you, and then deer and grouse as well. So can we get a little more time from you?
Yep.
Brian Roll, DNR biologist out of Marquette. Stay tuned. We'll continue with him on The Outdoor Show.